Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris, and this booze tinged with a bit of sadness. In the grand scheme of things, nothing too sad, but for me, a personal sadness in the sense that one of my absolute favourite social sharing sites is going. It's ending 21st of this month, and that site is StreamZoo. If you've heard of Instagram, then it's similar to that, but in so many ways, so much better. And I never got on with Instagram, but I loved StreamZoo. Worked in a similar fashion, except that the photos you uploaded to StreamZoo weren't edited in any way. It was your file size, your original image was uploaded, saved at its original dimensions, and wasn't cropped in any way. And you could apply filters, you could crop it if you wanted to. But essentially you could store your photographs. But it was more than a storage site. It wasn't designed as a storage site. It was designed to share your photographs, very much like Instagram, but designed to share them in all their glory without using the postage stamp format of Instagram or Polaroid format of Instagram, Square. I always take my photographs in landscape. I like landscape photography. I like looking at images in landscape. It's how my eyes see the world. And whilst there's been a lot of good work on other sharing sites like Instagram, it was just the way that StreamZoo worked for me that I really liked. And I used it to upload certain types of photographs, sunsets, sunrises, vistas when I was on top of a mountain, for example. And it worked really well for that. And there was a great community there too. But the one problem StreamZoo had was that it didn't seem to have a marketing strategy. There was no advertising on the app. There was no premium features. It was all, everything was given to you. And I always knew that unless they changed the strategy, it couldn't last forever. And over the past couple of years, 3 years that I've been with StreamZoo, I was an early adopter. I was in talks with StreamZoo themselves, asking why there wasn't this way, this premium feature service or this pay service that would ensure that their business model would survive. But they always said there was something in the pipeline, but it never seemed to materialise. Or if it did, it's obviously failed. And so it is with sadness that I have to say that StreamZoo is soon to be no more. And to be honest, I'm not a photo sharer. I store my photos on Flickr. I'll share a few in my blog or whatever I'm doing for certain purposes. But I don't share my photos particularly, except with StreamZoo, where I knew the type of photograph I was uploading all the time. I had a particular style of photograph, a particular way of taking a photograph. I didn't use filters, always in landscape, never cropped, never edited, never filtered, and I liked it that way. And I can't seem another find another service that offers the same functions really. I've looked at 500px, which is a great site, and maybe I'll get into that because that's designed for the more professional photograph, if you like, but also for a photograph that, what I call a beautiful photograph, not a snapshot. It's not designed for snapshots. It's not the Instagram. It's not designed for that. And so maybe I'll go there. I have an account with them. I've just never used it. But if anybody has any recommendations, I'm willing to listen to them and check them out, certainly, because I do want to find an alternative to StreamZoo. And Instagram is no alternative at all for me. I'm not knocking it for what it is, but it's certainly not for me. I can't get on with that square format and reduced size. Oh, just throws me. Oh dear. It's late at night and I'm going to go to bed and I'm very miserable now. One of my favourite sites has gone. Goodbye, StreamZoo, and thank you. Thanks for listening. As always, if applicable, God bless.